I went right in beginning a visit with Coleman and with Rick and Debbie this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. They just finished hoeing out the sweet potatoes for the second time. They are clean sweet potatoes. I went right in beginning a visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie, Faye's not here, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. John one right, beginning the visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. Faye is in town. John one right, beginning the visit with Coleman this with Rick and Debbie this Friday, the 24th of August, 73.
In time to catch your breath. Coleman, you drink plain water?
Yes.
You like it ice cold?
Yes, I like it.
All right, I guess.
As long as, not too cold. When I'm real hot, I don't bother with cold water because I did it one time and I like to put the bar on there. You know, I had more work to do afterwards.
But you're not hot now.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm all right now.
What did it do?
It like, well, we call it put the barrel in, and it'll make it too hot, you know, give out.
Uh-huh.
We call it put the barrel on, you know, and it, you know, I was real hot and drank a whole lot of ice water.
And,
you know, it just got next to me.
Yeah, a little bit cool for me. You know what I do. I pour a little.
You mix it together, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this is cold.
I said, this is all right, just right for me. I like it.
Well, you got things going this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got 1 mill of potatoes kind of scratched out somewhere, and I think hold the grass down, and we go get the other one by twos, and then we'll watch them see how the grass comes. I hope that'll be the last working, but we might have to go over, you know, and pull some grass out. We can't ever tell how that grass don't grow.
You don't like to have grassy stuff, do you?
No, sir. I never did like it. I've seen people farming, you know, and just wrapped up in grass. And had a big family. Old man Pussley used to be over there next to me. On Joe Pussley. He used to have the grass crop, him and one of my uncles. Like, they would be satisfied unless they had a grassy crop. But I never did like it that way.
How long ago was that?
Sir, that's the one that got killed over on there.
Oh, Woodard?
Yes, sir.
Well, how come him to have a grassy crop?
Just the way they handle it, I guess. And they worked all right enough, but you know, look like to me, they just kind of bad management to manage the farm. You know, my pusser had a big family. He had lots of children, you know, and he had a grassy crop. You see him out there all digging and working all through the 12 o'clock in the summertime and and they know they get the grass crop clean, you know. And I didn't have nobody but myself and what my wife would do.
Now that's Francis Presley?
Yes, that's right. That's Presley.
Well, she used to work out in the field.
Yeah, I know she did. Yes, sir. And they had a big, at that time, all of them was together at that time. And they had a bunch of children, you know, about 5, 6 could use a hoe, you know.
Now that makes a difference when you got 5 or 6 on a hoe.
Yeah, but it didn't look like it make much difference to them, though, they're not keeping on the grass.
Well, they didn't stay together, did they?
They separated. They lived together about 28 years or 30 years and then separated.
Good Lord.
That's a long time.
They all been made to stay here.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Well, that's what they done. They stayed, lived together about, just, I think someone said 28 years or something like 28. Then she left him and moved off, then moved back again and stayed 3 or 4 more and then went again. The last time she went, she stayed over there.
Old Francis Presley.
That's where she used to be back over on the, in the back of the tunnels, you know, back over there.
Yeah.
Other side.
Well, you can see where Turner's place was just walking up the railroad, can't you?
You can't see the fine side. It's not very far. Let me see. It's no house. The yard is no far from the railroad, or it might be a little bit far, and where we hold the potatoes. But the sapling's up so high now you can't see it. Now you could see it though.
Oh, it was that far back?
Yes.
That's a nice little, yeah.
He had a nice place there. Then he owned a good bunch of land around on the outside, you know. I think he said he said it was 1,100 or 1,200 acres, so he said.
Lord,
he had a pretty good tractor. That's where they cut, been cutting. You've been hearing them saws back over that way?
Yeah. Well,
that's where they was cutting that timber. They've been hauling along down. Well, I say along down. Along from my house that way, I think about them home. On that highway, you know, going to make it over. They've been hauling along. I don't know where they came, but there's a kind of a cutting there. I think, well, when he first sold that place, he sold a man that lived on the other side of Gainesville there. Used to run a sale, run the 10 times still. And they sold to him, and I think he did change hands. There's kind of company on it, not like that 5 of the land, but not as large as a corporation is there. But, they cut a lot of timber, and I think it's still, I heard them move that other day, because they're still cutting over there.
Yeah. Well, they've been hauling and hauling out of there.
Yes, sir. Yes, been hauling a long time, I think.
Lord, I never knew there's that much back there.
Yes, sir. He had a pretty good, and lots of swamp, you know, to get a lot of, had a big old swamp over there, and that's where been getting a lot of that pine timber out of there, you know. It's a swamp mixed with cypress and pine over there. Kind of lagoon place.
We ought to go back over there sometime just to see what it looks like.
It's pretty scrubby and thick over there now. I tell you, you know, it used to be a time you could stand. That's when you were working 10 times. You burn the woods every year. And you could look and cross there and see half a mile or a mile. But now you can't hardly see far from here to your car. You can't see that far.
The underbrush.
Yes. And they got the saplings. See, at them time, there wasn't no trees there, but the saplings would just come up from the mass, would fall out of the tree. But now they done set out a sapling and they got them so thick now.
Yeah.
And the underbrush and some oaks in that village and you can't see nowhere else. Bears and everything can be right at you. I was out there getting me some pine straw one day. I don't know how come I had got a scared feeling like that, you know. But you couldn't see nowhere. You couldn't hardly see no further than near your door. Couldn't see that far in places. And I just think that, you know, it's a path out there right now. Might be more than one of them. I've seen that. Back years ago, I argued with people who wasn't none in this. I used to go coon hunting. See, I'd have to smoke all night by myself. So cool dog field coon, I couldn't see him, a big silent tree. And I'd wait until daylight, just make up a little fire around it. You know, a silent tree got a big banking around it. And make up a little fire and stay there until daylight. And I didn't think it's nothing like that in the woods. But I've seen it one day.
Yeah, by yourself?
Yeah, by myself, just the main dog.
a coon get way up one of them cypress trees?
Yes, sir. That's the time he'll get there. If a dog don't make him go up a tree before he gets there.
Well, now some of them cypress trees went well on up there, didn't they?
Yes, sir. You couldn't, sometimes you couldn't see him up there in the daytime.
So you just waited till daytime?
Till daytime so I could see him.
So you see him. Man alive.
He said Dizzy Dairy had some tough old dogs to get those coons.
Yes, they fox hunt. Him and Clay down there. This is Clay Ellison, his brother was John McClay.
John.
Was Clay down there on the boat. You know him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, he the one had the dogs, and Dizzy Dairy had some dogs. Dizzy Dairy and this Robert Williams. Ken Robert Williams is his nephew.
Oh, was he?
His William's mother, I think, was Dizzy Dale's sister. That's the honest
truth.
The same William used to be over 100 with us. He was married then.
So Dizzy Dale was related in here.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir. He was kin to William. And I think he got some. William got some sisters, because I think the man down here, the boat was. He did. Now he had one of his sisters, and tell me, if I'm mistaken, one of them lightning over here got one of them.
Oh.
I don't know which one.
What did his dad look like?
Small man.
Well, you know, I figured he was a big man.
No, sir. They all were small people, but like he's just about size of a million group.
Oh.
Yes. And all what I see of the family look like small people.
But he was sturdy.
Yes, sir. He stayed over there. Well, in fact, I speaking at Ellison. He stayed in that house. It used to be a house. I don't know. I guess you knew in that house. It'd be right where Woods had right at the railroad crossing from Rob Woods, right across there. Had them oak trees there, you know, where they got the maize plants. Because I used to house that lease there in the Sullivan Lee. And he stayed in that house a while. I think, I don't know who was waiting for the Woods people then or where he was waiting at. I don't know. He stayed in that house a while. Then he stayed over here. House on the other side, but William stayed over there.
What
did William didn't know. He's from, I don't know where he's from, but the McCrae's not. You know that house where the William stayed in, staying now.
The Crays,
they used to live in that house.
Yeah.
And I think William's dad had formed with McCray. I heard he did. I don't know about that. They didn't stay very far apart. I know they didn't.
And William lived on back up past McCray.
Yes, yes, just over the side. Because Ben Wright stayed over there and formed with William. William might have been farming for himself. Because Ben Wright farmed with him 1 year. This William's dad, and not this guy, because he was a boy then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know these, Coleman, you know how it is. These young people always get curious ideas about somebody that's been along so long before them, like you have.
Yes.
They think, well, he ain't never done anything. You see, he just an old slowpoke fella.
Yes, sir.
But you've had, what's the most you ever had in, what's the most crop you put in?
Oh, I don't know so well what most that I used to have about, work about myself. I've done that myself. In the spring of the year, I have about 6 acres of string beans.
Yeah.
Mm.
About 2 acres of squash, sometimes acre, two. I never planted many cucumbers. Sometimes I have as much as 2 acres of cucumbers.
Yeah.
And I know I'd have about 20 acres of corn.
Yeah.
I do that myself, and other little patches of like that on the side, like a little patch of sweet potato.
Well, now, that's all that truck farming, they call it.
Yes.
Farming.
Yes. And it's lots of work in that, you know. And where it getting so, working so hard in the, and getting them beans down, you know, that's where it works for, man. Sometimes, for plenty of time since I've been living right there where I'm at now. When I'd eat my supper, it'd be 11 o'clock at night. See, after I gather the beans that day, pick them and carry them back into it and get back home and eat my supper, it'd be 11 o'clock
yeah.
that night. And I had it all to do. I had to tie up the crate, coat them out. You couldn't hardly get people to pick them, and what hand you did get, you couldn't have none of them to help you because you didn't have enough in the field picking. And what?
You may not even need that.
No, I don't. What help I get? I had to let them pick the beans because I didn't have enough help to pick them, and so that's just the way it was. And I had to tie them and lug them. Sometimes I'd lug them, you know, by foot. Yeah, down the potato patch, some long rows, you know, just about that far.
Yeah.
And time up and came to the end, and when the night come, I'd be some kind of tired. Then I had to, first carry their hands home, you know, they get mad if we wouldn't carry them home. Before I'd then come back and load the beans up and carry them back at that. And that's the way I had it. And then, so when I get to eat my supper sometime, get back home eating supper, it'd be 11 o'clock at night.
Now that'd go along for all your bean season.
Yes, sir.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, sir. 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, sir.
Gee whiz.
And it'd be fully 2 weeks after beans, and sometimes it'd be, like you said, 3 weeks. It'd wake up, and in the morning before daylight, I'd leave to go get the hands. I'd go get them. If he didn't go get them, he wouldn't come. And so I'd leave before daylight to go get the hands to pick the beans and come back home. Come back and put the hands out of the bean field and go home and get the breakfast. That just way. It just keep you running. It's enough to kill you, you know. Just one somebody running like that, you know. And just kept me that way. Just said 2 weeks, fully 2 weeks. You'd pick them beans about twice a week. If you didn't get them like that, you didn't mow them, and so that's where you had to try to get them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be a little bit, a day or two longer, but that's where they want them picked, you know. If you didn't get them like you want them, and you came there, you wouldn't buy them, and that's just the way we had it.
And you had to go after the hands even way back there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I didn't have no truck or nothing. I used to have to drive a horse and wagon, mule, to get the hands. You had to get them paid.
And they could have walked as fast as you got them.
Yes, but he wouldn't do it, though.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, go get them.
That'd be a wagon load of pickers.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I had two mules at that time. I had a big old wagon, two on. Wagon. I'd load about 15 of them on there, but I'd carry a good load when I carry them that evening. I'd go the same thing, carry them back home.
Now, was they your friends, or just anybody you could pick up?
Some of them called to be friends. They called to be, you know. But friends treat them about like other people. Yeah, so they asked for the money for to get out of picking the beans, that's all.
Yeah.
But of course I had some, you know, lots of them when I got to help me at that time, they had some of the same way to do their own stuff, and sometimes they'd stop some of them. But some of the people, you know, that's all they'd done was just what to pick beans for their living, and some had beans to pick at home, but they advised them and let them have some to help. But after I got a truck, I could cover more territory and go more places with hunt hands, but these other fellas with the big trucks, they ended up taking away from me.
They
could too. They did take away from me.
Yeah. So you weren't much better off.
You just could go a little bit faster, that's all. Yeah, that's all going to make it over 2 minutes. When I quit planting beans, they quit. I don't know why they wouldn't plan on. And that was Mr. Hoyt Grimm. And it was Tuck Mack. Well, you know them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they's the one. They had a big truck, you know, and they'd have a big load on there. Look like the people wanted to get with the crowd. I didn't have. I had a small pickup truck like I got now, and then they like they wanted to go with the big crowd, and I wasn't nobody on my truck, and see they wasn't particularly about getting on there. That just really looked like it worked at that time. Sometime
well, now, Hoyt Grimm and Mr. Tuck Mack, fact, doesn't work together.
No, they're separate. Separate. But both of them had big trucks.
Yeah.
They're separate. And just so that I quit planting the beans, they quit too. I don't know why. Why they wouldn't plant on.
They went broke.
It must have been. Yes.
Seemed like I heard him say, I didn't know Hoyt Graham. I just never run into him.
No.
And he died.
Yeah.
But I heard Chuck Mack say, you know, they were going broke.
Yeah,
losing,
I guess so.
Losing money.
Yeah.
You're about the only one making anything.
Yes, sir. I always made enough. I run on the beans about 2 years out of the whole time I was planting them. It was a bad year, and the cold got me that. Got me too late for the plant over, and one year when the cold killed the beans, well, they were blooming, you know, spring beans, and one year it killed. I had 1 acre of pepper, and I done good on that acre of pepper. Made good on it. I wouldn't mean a real made good on it. And that's what brought me out. But one
out.
Year I didn't have anything. But what helped me that year, I used to raise a lot of hogs out there. That would, I had my hogs kind of crossed up with the Hampshire and Fidewood rooters together. They run, and that Hampshire, you know, makes a good range hog. And I had about 40 head. In fact, it was 2 peanuts. Had about 40 head to put in the field. And that's how I got a little change that year. Them was the only 2 bad years of what I missed, didn't make any money. I used to make enough every year, you know, last me through the summer till I make another crop, or like that.
Oh, you had to know a lot of things.
Yeah?
You had to know a lot of things. if beans doesn't work,
yes, sir.
Pepper didn't work. You had to have them hogs.
That's all I did.
And you had to put in some chuffers and stuff to
plant
them.
Yeah, put in them. I put in about 2 acres of peanuts, or 3 acres, or 4 acres of peanuts, and 4 or 5 acres of chuffers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I figure on how much the hog I'd fatten to the acres. I'd make some what I'd go sell right then, just pork order. Then I start selling them. And these were going to keep them my own use for I'd make them lard fat, you know, where I get a lot out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's at any rate, you could turn the hogs in on the peanuts and the chuffers.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't have to worry with them.
No, sir. No, just keep where to get water. And I didn't have where I had a fever that I didn't have good. A dry town, no water place. I had a low place, and I had to dig a kind of place where I could get water. And if you didn't get enough water there, I had to haul it there. But I had old self kill. I got the same old kill at home now. I put it in the ground, you know, and fill it full of water, and that'll last a day or two, and just keep it in like
oh,
that.
Oh, it will.
Yes. I put it in the ground where, you know, they get old self kill. They couldn't turn it over.
Yeah.
They could get in there and water, you know, with a hog fattening, he gonna get in the water. He got to have his water then.
Yeah.
So that's where.
Oh, you mean one of them big old wide syrup?
Yes,
kettle.
Like it would same thing, cooked boiled syrup.
Boiled
syrup.
Yeah,
it's hold about 80 gallons.
Yeah.
Boil. I put it deep enough in the ground where he could get in one side of it, you know, and he couldn't turn it over.
Yeah.
Anything like a trough. Why, he'd root it over and turn it over. He couldn't keep no water in there because he wanted water to wallow in. You know, lots of people have a pond in the field. Like you got a pond in there, you have hogs in here, not fattening. But it's easy. They stay in that pond when they come and getting fat or lay up in there, you know, that water. You got to have plenty of water in, you know. That's where you want it.
Oh, they just got to lay up in something.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have any swamp there right on your place.
No, sir. No, sir, I didn't have no swamp.
Mr. Boyd did.
Yes.
And the swamp back there where Mr. Sam Turner was.
Yes, sir, he had swamp. But, Mr. Turner had plenty of swamp on his land, but not in his field. Yes, sir. His land just run down here from his house. and on the other side of the house too. He had that. If you ever been to that trestle down there where the fish had, his land used to come to that trestle on the side.
That
of
farm?
Yes.
Well, now, by and large, things was pretty quiet. I guess things got lively about the time you was picking beans and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Having to get hands and all.
Yes, that's what trouble had and the most work I'd have to do. Give them beans.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of worrisome then when it goes, because see, so many people planting beans and is hunting hands that you. Sometimes you could get some hands with stick to the whole season through, and sometimes you wouldn't, you know, and just kept it. And if you didn't get the beans in the right time, well, it wasn't either picking because they wouldn't buy them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Now, Sam Turner was a pretty good neighbor.
Yeah, he do very well.
You lived with him for a long time, didn't you?
Yes, sir. It's just all about. Well, I lived by him, I reckon, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's pretty worrisome at times, though.
What's worrisome about him?
Different ways, but he was kind of worrisome, you know, meddlesome, you know. He always raised, then he had a lot of cows. And a lot of hogs, we'll talk about hogs, they had part of the rulers. He had hogs from his house all the way across the street. All the food moved around. They used to have them come on this side where I used to live at. He used to have hogs go to Elliston. Come down to Elliston. You know, down here, no hogs could run on the outside. But people didn't allow it. People down here didn't have a hog through sin.
Yeah.
But back across the other side of that trestle over there, the other side of the bridge, you could run your hog out on the rain.
Yeah.
But one get on this side, well, they had to come at him. Well, he had to always get on this side and go all the way down there.
So
well, they killed a lot of them down there. I seen them shooting them.
So he lost out.
Lost them, but he had so many of them, he didn't hardly miss them. He had hogs from his house to Cross Creek. He had hogs all the way around that Orange Lake cross on the other side of the bridge over there.
All the way around that lake.
Down there, you know, I guess you know about Cross Creek, don't you know?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he used to go, I went with him to help him get his hogs, and sometimes we'd follow that lake to get out to where we come out, you know, where all that, it's a little, you know, kind of, little, I call it a little Cross Creek town that down where that little store is.
Yeah.
We come out just about from that, where they got that little store at. Now it's from here to where Ben Wright and them stay up there.
Yeah.
We follow that lake on around, you know, that
river.
Yes. He had hogs all the way around there.
And you was helping him?
Yes, sir. He used to give me helping sometimes. Helping get up.
Two or three days at a time?
Not that much.
Just
a
day?
Yes, just a day, something like that. Well, he always had a boy that working for him, keeping most of the time, boy called Jack. He didn't be there all the time, but yeah, he had somebody most all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody could get along with him.
Well, he done some of the work himself then.
Oh yeah, he done plenty of work on. Whenever he couldn't have nobody, he'd get out there and plow just like everybody to plow with a horse, you know.
Hmm.
Not that he didn't have no tractor, but plow with a horse. But he used to do plenty of that, and he'd work all right now. He do a whole lot of it. He knew how to work, and he could work, and he would work. Cause I'll tell you how he'd do it if you was horning for him. He do have to make you do get more work out of you. He's a good hoe hand, fast hoe hand. He did do when he had you to work for him, if he didn't do it all the time. He'd get to the end, you know, he'd hoe fast and get to the end. That to make you speed up, you know. and get to the end. If you didn't speed up, well, he'd sit down until you get there. Just time you get there, he's right back to the building. That's where he would do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Keep you moving.
That's what he do that for. That's what he do that for, to keep you moving.
Well, you know, Mr. Smith, Miss Agnes's
husband.
Mr.
Yes.
Lyons.
Yes, I know him.
Well, I always pictured him, you know, as doing
yes.
like that.
Yes.
But I understood one time, he didn't do much of the work himself. He just got a bunch of hands to turn them loose in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never did wait for him.
He'd go on about his business.
Would. Yes.
And I'd say, well, Miss Agnes would have to go down there and get some greens or something.
Yeah.
She said, they said, she never went down there and got any greens or beans or anything. She just sent for them.
Just sent for them. Yeah. Well, well, they was doing big business one time. He was on the phone. I call it big business. It looked like he was from the outside of Paris. You know, you can't never tell what a fella's doing, but...
Yeah.
Outside of Paris, the guy's doing big business, but I guess it must have been paying off because he went to the bed on it. You know, when your business ain't not paying off, you know, it'll tell on you after a while, won't it?
Yeah, you can't stand it forever.
No, you sure can, but that's the way it's him, and we're going to find out why other people will let him have money in and so they'll close him out, too, because I mean, it's trash in that place up here. Just the other side of where we had it, that was Johnson. That used to be his, and the Strachan got there. It was kind of funny. A fellow told me once, said they eat that up in candy. But I think he just said that, you know, they might probably bought more candy. He said he eat that place up in candy. It's 20 acres in there. They were eating a bit of candy, wasn't
they? Yeah,
that's right. Eat 20 acres. But anyhow, he got it.
Well, let me tell you, how far along was Mr. Turner when that business came up about Curtis? Was he...
Curtis?
Uh-huh. Don't you know when they had that trouble about the saddle?
About the saddle. Oh, he had been... That was way he had been a long time ago. That was in the Christmas time. He was in his liquors at Christmas.
Yeah.
He
wasn't very old.
He's middle aged.
Yeah.
Well, he's a little bit, yeah, I guess he's young, about 50 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody like
that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Christmas time. He was drinking his liquor, and he had his nephew there with him. One of them Johnsons. You know them Johnsons live at Reddy? Dick in time. Some of them is there now, but the older ones are dead. His nephew, O.J. Johnson, you heard him, I know. And he had a brother named Wallace Johnson. Well, it was Wallace Johnson was there with him that day. But they got some, O.J. Johnson got some people there, sons that if I'm mistaken, one of the Johnson grandsons, O.J. Johnson grandson, married. I think say his grandson married Miss McCrae's daughter, that is from there, you know, one of his daughters anyway. But anyhow, the Johnson down there in Reddy called Redmond Johnson, that's the O.J. Johnson's son.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that big family Johnson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, those were Montana's kinfolk.
Oh, are they?
Yes, sir. Oh, Montana's sister's sons, they was.
Oh.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, Montana raised them boys. I tell you, them boys' dad, they was Johnsons. They come from back over yonder, across the, next to Cross Creek. You know, Johnson used to live back over there. And their daddy married Montana's sister. And when these boys were boys, their daddy lost his mind. It went crazy.
Oh, did it?
Yes, sir. And old Montana raised them two boys. O.J. Johnson, his name was Glenn Johnson. We come up together, but now, I imagine both of them was older than I was, because I know the Wallace Johnson was, but I think Glenn Johnson was a little bit older, but he wasn't much older than I was. And we come up kind of together, but, you know, it might be a year or two older than me, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 years like that. But, and he raised them boys until they got up, you know, big enough to kind of look out for himself. And Glenn Johnson, he first left and went to Reddy. His mother moved to Reddy.
Yeah.
Then Wallace Johnson, he stayed with him until right on until he got grown. And afterwards too, well, he was there that day when the time when it was Christmas time and that's called by the saddle.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis Turner, let me see, bought George, how was that? Bought the little old mare and a saddle. And George Hall, he Curtis Turner bought his Chevy, he didn't like the saddle, and he sold the saddle to him. Well, he did sell the saddle pretty cheap, but you know, that's the only boy Montana had. He had two children. His girl, his daughter, ain't making over now. Stay right there. That's the second house from the Francis Wood house.
Yeah.
And he wanted to sell the saddle. He sold the saddle pretty cheap. The saddle was first bought from the Francis, there at the Francis store. And he sold the saddle pretty cheap. He said he didn't like the saddle, and Hall paid him for the saddle. And went for the saddle, old man Turner didn't like it. You know, that's what he would do about things. He claimed it belonged to the boy. Then when anything push come to shove, he said it's his stuff. And that's what the argument come up about.
I see.
About the saddle.
So he didn't want to let him have it for that price?
No, he didn't want to let him have it. He said it was too cheap.
Well, how'd you get in that?
Well, we got to talking, and one way brought another.
You went with Hall up there?
I went away with Hall.
Yeah.
And then he cursed me. And that's how I got tangled up in it.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like what he said. And that caused me to get tangled up in it.
Yeah.
And then he thought I was afraid of him, you know. He went and hollered to bring his gun. He went and got his shotgun and come out, you know, motioning like that. You look like he going to shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Think about shotgun. He got so many Mr. Miles around there. I know that. And they would run, you know. That's what he thought I was going to do. But I didn't run. He thought I was going to take off like that. Now, I got some cousins used to live back over there. They were over there. He owed them some money. But he got at them about. You know, that's what he'd do. If you wait for him and he didn't intend to pay you, he'd run you off.
Oh, I see.
And they ordered him some, they went for it, and he run them off. They never did get their money. They run and left.
Yeah.
And
well, you ought to run off, Cole.
No, I didn't run. But anyhow, but you know, if I could have got to him, I'd tell you, I think I'd have tried him then, but you know, didn't get to him. But he thought he cussed me all right now. Long of them tires, you know, what he cussed me for, I didn't think. Didn't feel good at taking it, but, you know, sometimes a man, you know, have to take a lot of things like that, but I didn't feel like I ought to have done it at that time. And so, me and him, we didn't bother each other for a long, long, many years.
Just living right there together and avoiding each other.
If we met up, we just met, and that's all. We didn't bother.
Just met and yeah. Passed on.
Yeah. He tried not to meet me. I was to see him many day out in the woods. We both had some hogs in the woods, and while he was gonna meet up with me, he turned to go another way because I didn't run him down. Look like he was trying to keep out in the way, and so I didn't run him down. I imagine it might have been a good thing it didn't, because, you know, we might have got to fight out there and there wasn't nobody to stop us.
Yeah, that's right.
It might have been too bad, wasn't it?
That's right.
You know, get to fight out there. You want to be where somebody can separate you. Because you might be glad for them to separate you, you know, but it'll help you out for them to separate you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other side will be whipping you. You'll need help.
You need help.
That's the way it be. And so, but finally, he made up with me, though, before I made up with him. He gave me all the good side to make up, and that's why finally we made up.
How do you do that, Colin?
I don't know really how it was, but it's been so long now, but anyhow, after he got to talking with him, you know, he seeped well in and we meet up in the
Oh, I see. You just gradually got to talking.
Yes.
Speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just didn't go around his place, and he didn't come around mine, where I was living at, he had a field, wasn't it, about a half a mile. If I'd go by there, I'd just go, my hogs be around over there, I'd go around over there and see about him if I'd be close to his fence. But he'd be over there working, I'd go and feed the hogs and go on about the business.
Yeah.
I never do all of this.
Well, now, I never heard you falling out with anybody besides him.
I ain't never fell out with nobody. All the rest of the people, Bertie, Jackson, you know where he lived, you know where his place at, anyhow, where the Hogan got over young.
Yeah.
Well, them and Man Turner's brother, he had a brother live a little bit up the other side of him.
Did he?
Yeah, Will Turner. And none of the rest of me. Well, I guess we wouldn't fall out then, but you know, he was drinking his whiskey at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what his whiskey was telling him to do,
what he did.
And he used to start with a lot of people, and he'd have his brother-in-laws and his kinfolks out at heaven. He'd want somebody to heaven fight if he'd get into a fight.
Oh.
They got beat up at Rochelle, the Zetrows had done that to him. The old man Zetrow beat Mantana, and Art said, his old man nephew, well, he the one beat Montana's brother-in-law, and his name is George Randall. You know, he's married and family. I think they come down here to Mount Brook, over here to Mount Brook, somewhere.
Yeah.
They call Mount Brook. I ain't never been to the place over there. But that's where they moved. His wife's people lived over there.
Was that old man Zetrow that died a year or so ago?
No, that's his uncle, what beat him at town.
Oh.
That is the one who died not long ago. That's Bruce that out. He used to be a tiger. Call himself, be a tiger in his younger days. He used to call to be that bad that out.
Oh.
Yeah. I reckon you hear the Bruce that out. I didn't know it bothered him. He called himself. Me and him one time, some land over there by my dear brother. I had land rented. I worked it. A colored woman used to work with them. She was an old citizen used to live back over there. And his name James. This woman used to work for him at Rochelle, work for Zetrow people, help him, you know. And she moved away from there, they moved away from there, and so they rented me the land, and he come over there. When time comes, it wasn't time come to pay the rent, she told
me. Oh, yes, I forgot that.
She come to me told him to collect the rent from him. And so he come over there, one night just like he was hunting somebody to put in jail. I wasn't home when the place come there, he made a second trip there. And I thought we were gonna get into argument that night.
Yeah.
I told him to meet me where next day I came. And meet me where we're at the field and we measured the land, I paid for the land.
Yeah.
And so next day we met over there. I had a field not far from that. I was mowing some hay, but mowing with horses, you know, mule. And I went across there with a mowing machine. I didn't know what was gonna turn up, you know, because he called to be one of them tiger cats. That's what he was called to be in them days, because some oranges was on the place, and he said, she told him he could have the oranges, and told me not let nobody get them. I told him, I said, I don't live there, and I said, if anybody go there to get them, I can't keep them getting, because there's a place that's about a mile from where I live there. I said, I wouldn't know if anybody get them. He said, all you got to do is just tell them they belong to me. A.B. Zetterauer. Albert Bruce Zetterauer, that's his name. A.B. Zetterauer. All you got to do is tell him to blow to him. They ain't going to bother. That's what he said. And I didn't know what kind of trouble we would have, but we didn't have no trouble that day. That I went to the field over path. The path was prepared for him, but I didn't know what he was going to do, you know, because he was called to be a bad one, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was going to do. And so, but he come down and said, well, I ain't never seen nobody made a land on a, had old bay mare, got on her back and rode across the field and count her steps after he made the land.
Huh.
He said that old mare stepped back to 3 feet apart. That's what he said. And that's where he made it that land, rode that road. Okay. So I paid him for what he said was there.
Yeah.
But that's where he made it that land. Yeah, you ever see anybody made it, get on a horseback and ride in the major land?
Hell fire, Coleman. I never even heard of that.
That's the way you done. He got on her back and he rode, you know, just like if you were stepping with your feet, you know.
Yeah.
He got on her back and rode across around like that, and that's where he made it that land.
You took his word for it.
Yes, I took his word for it.
You let him do the measuring.
Well, yes, because I didn't measure it, and so I let him do the measuring. So I figured I took his word for it.
Yeah.
But I had to figure it out. You kind of estimated it, and I didn't think it is too bad what
yeah.
he's done.
Yeah.
At least if it was a little bit less, there wasn't enough to fall out by.
Around 20 acres?
What I was, it is about 20 acres in the field, but I didn't have it all.
I see.
I had about half, it was about 10 acres.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that wasn't enough to fall out about.
No, it wasn't enough to fall out about. But I thought it was going to be a falling out, though. But I read that for fast way, because I hadn't heard too much. I never had dealt with it.
Yeah.
That's all my dealing I ever done with it, because, you know, their name was enough for me. They had, I don't know where you heard them of or not, but they had a name for mean people, you know. And he told me to meet me that next day, and I didn't know what he was going to do. That's when I...
Well, you had more meanness around than I realized.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of people, you know. But I that's the only dream I ever had with him, just that making it land. And the next, let me see, no, I think I'll give it up. I had some hog peanuts in there, and I run some hogs in there, and just as soon as I run my hogs in that gear, I turned it, I let the land go. I had plenty to work beside that, you know.
Yeah.
But I just let it go. And they had an old house there on the place, and that same... Yeah, like I let it go. You know, I had to keep the fire. But part of it is old rail fence. You know what's called rail fence? Split rails, you know, built fence out. People used to have that back over there.
Sure.
And I turned it loose that year. And when time come, you know, every year, and the people had 10 time over there. And after about February and March, you'd have to get your fence secured if didn't it burn it up. Because they put out fire in the woods, you know.
Yeah.
And so... the following early spring next year, that's what happened to it.
Well, how would you secure that old rail fence?
Yeah, take a horse, plow a fire road around
oh,
it,
oh, oh.
And then when time comes, set fire around it. That's what you think. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whenever they start burning, you started burning.
Yes. Sometimes you'd have to get to have your fire road before then. So whatever they put fire out in the woods, because the way they would do, they wouldn't know the fire. They just ride through the woods. They take the wood rider and ride through the woods. When you feel smoke over there, they don't put fire. They don't drop fire. Sometimes they wouldn't let you know.
Wouldn't let you know?
No.
Mm.
And it used to be a man, Tillman, lived back over there. You heard talking to Tillman, I might have. Real Tillman, he had. It was the same boy, Hogan's over here, his granddaddy. That's who it was, because his mother is one of the Tillman, one of the Tillman's daughters.
Oh, really?
And he was bad about setting fire, you know. He just ride through, you know, he had a lot of cows scattered around. You know, that old pine woods at them times in the burnt every year, it didn't make good good pasture for your cows long in March, you bunnies in March, February, March, and in April and May, it'll be good grass. Wide grass would be just about that tall,
yeah.
And it'd be tender. It just say you had them on old patch. You know them. You see the old cows shedding off and fattening up.
Yeah.
And so that's, he ride through the woods and drop a lot of fire. And when you see him riding through the woods, you just might as well look for a smoke. You had to watch.
Yeah.
Because that's why you see a little smoke start out there.
Yeah.
And they had burned up fence, but it took me a lot of time over there.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes it'd get into the old rail fence, you know, and get into it just same as into a slow fence.
Well, you didn't have any wire fences, did you?
Some parts of it was, yes, sir.
Well, that wire was costly.
Yes, sir. But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't as costly, never cost as till now.
Well, even so, when the wire fences burn your posts.
Yes, it's burning posts, but you know, you stand more chance of getting it out. You know, when a rail fence, when it try to get into that, you know, it cleaned up, you know.
I never thought about that. That
yes.
would go.
Yes, sir. Just say it was part of a lot of, you know, the railers spit out of pine log anyway.
Lord help us.
If I get started now, you'd have trouble or sometime out there.
Oh, man, live.
Yes.
Yeah. Old, your uncle Woodard.
Yeah.
Now, he was right peppery.
They said he was.
Did you know him?
Yes,
oh, of course you knew him.
Yes, sure I did, yeah.
Well, now, but when he finally got into trouble there, you see, with Mr. Guthrie and the law and all like that.
Yeah.
Now, how old was he then? 50 years old?
Yeah, I knew he was somewhere in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is still able-bodied.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. But he'd been pepper all back there.
Well, I guess so. Because I never did, me and him never did have any trouble, and him and Mr. Guthrie never did have no trouble. I don't know, you know, that's the only trouble I know, and then I think that come up by the lower hog. Because now, if I had followed up, now, I just tell you about that. I blame him, and I blame Mr. Guthrie both about it. Because I have give away little short, our hogs run out on the range. Well, if you happen to make a mistake and one that stay out there, if he's not following his mother loose, well, he's not marked, we all mark him, put a mark on him. That's where you tell our hog. Well, if you go tell one by the colors, you couldn't handle it. Just like I like you passing your cows, you can tell them that's where you go by the color now. But if one happens to make a mistake and get a little old pig belongs to the other, well, it wasn't enough. It wasn't worth enough at that time for to make no to do about. Because I know the fellow got one mind, and I know it was, but still, I could lose it, and it wouldn't hurt me. Because it wasn't enough. It wasn't, little old short what they fall out about, it wasn't worth maybe $2, at the best of $3. Well, that wasn't enough to fall out about. And so that's the way it is. Now he was nitty, and Mr. Guthrie was nitty. That's two nitty ones, and they dealt together. Now you take them back to the time when it was dipping. They got along together just same as two brothers would get along. Better than a lot of brothers get along. One would help the other, no. Guthrie'd help him get his cow. He'd help Guthrie get his cow. That's the way it was. But it was. Let's see, who was it got the hog? No. I don't know which one of them got that. I think he's the one. Well, Mr. Guthrie got the hog, and he claimed that as his, you know. Now, me and him could have had a run in that way, bought a shoat. He said it his, and I just give up and let the shoat go, because it wasn't enough to fall out about. So that's the way it was done by that hog. One of them got the hog. I think Mr. Guthrie caught the hog. I believe it is. And he said the hog was his hog. And that's what they started about.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough to fall out about. They all raised them out there, and it didn't cost them very much to raise them. And if he didn't get to market on time, and somebody else had to get one of them, and if he had a claim in the woods, why, just let him have it. That's the way I always figured it.
What was that, Woodard? Somewhere along the line, I got the idea that he went over there and to raise Cain with Mr. Guthrie, and he had a bucket or something.
I don't know, Woodard.
And he left it over there for Mr. Guthrie, and Mr. Guthrie said he'd leave it out there for him. He says, no, I want you to bring it home.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No.
Well, I can't remember.
It probably must be something in it I don't know then.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, he was egging it on or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's so unlikely.
Yeah.
Ain't anybody much going to go up to a fella's house and egg it on. Ain't
no.
Much. Ain't likely much, is it?
No, sir.
And then they got the sheriff into it.
Yes.
And got him out there in the house.
I don't know how come they have sheriff. Well, I tell you what I believe about that. They used to have back in them times out of that some of the fellows, you know, kind of what they call that Ku Klux.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that was that night. I think that that's when they killed.
Yeah.
Because there's a white fellow back over here on that other side where this man lives, man would live over the Paul's place. The other side of the place down there called Gas Hamlet. Some Hinsons used to fish down there. And they taken two brothers of them, John Henson and Mac Henson. And Mac Henson, I believe, one had the boy named Buck, called Buck Henson. And this boy, I think, that says that was said is done about 50. I don't know where this boy used to make 50. And they said he went there to get him out to whip him, and they did whip him, and he must have fought him, but they beat him to death. Well, he didn't die right then, but he died afterwards. But see, there was nothing done about that. And I think that's the way when they went there that night, they went there to get him. I think that's what that all that was what they went to do.
Yeah.
At Ku Klux. They went there to get him, and so they had the sheriff, and you know who the sheriff was they had there, Bob Matthews, you know, he's a mean fellow anyhow. That's the same fellow. What that fellow, he shot that fellow over here, was it that Willison, was it?
You know, I haven't heard about Bob Matthews.
Well, he's the man done the shooting. Say he's the man.
Yeah, the sheriff done it.
Yeah, well, he was a deputy. I think it's under the surrounds, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's a deputy. They had him there that night. Did they say he was under the shooting?
Yeah.
So they said. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to find some excuse, you see. They said he stuck his gun out there going to shoot.
That's what he said, but see,
you never know just what happened.
No, you can't ever tell. But they were there to get him out that night. That's what they went there for.
Yeah. Now, what was that other when they beat the fella up? What was who?
He was a white fella, Buck Henson. He was making liquor.
Yeah.
And that's what they gonna whip him about.
Who was that gonna get?
The Ku Klux.
Gonna get him about making liquor.
Yeah. Well, his lot of was in it because his fellow from Rochelle was in there, and Hogan's granddaddy, but his uncle Benton, when he used to go with him. Well, I got on the window who lots of them was, and Sonny was used to be boss up there 5 or 7 times still. You know that you heard of him, man.
Who?
Sonny. I think he spelled it Surency. I think that's how he spelled his name.
No, I
don't
know.
You didn't know him, but he was the boss up there 5 or 7 times still up there. You know,
where that.
And with that office there now, some people, Illinois office.
Yeah.
And it's a crowd of them. I heard Marvin say this man from Cross Creek. He used to be over there just Cross Creek with Rice. He said he was the head leader. That's what I heard.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes.
Old man Bryce.
That's what Marvin said. He was the head leader of it.
Oh, I never heard that.
I didn't know he was in it. But you can't tell who'd be in something like that.
No.
I know them Tillmans was in it because the children boys told some of the people. They rented a grove hog. I tell you, that's what they rented a grove hog to get a fellow out. This is a colored fellow they rented a grove hog to get. And he, when they met that account come for him, he saw the door open and told him to come in. And it wasn't a man went in. And they didn't get him. And another one they went to get over there, I think they fired a few shots. And one of them Tillman boys, Ben Tillman's son, well, he right there at Rochelle now, Holly Tillman. I think one of them Tillman boys live over here on the other side of the civilian up there.
Yeah.
Barco. You know, I know both of them from a little bit of kids.
Oh.
Yeah. And Holly Tillman told him that he was never going to live no more. He said he come his nail getting shot one night, bullets or shot something that would come right by his head. Fool with them people. But that's what they beat this fellow about. This fellow was a white fellow, you know, Henson. Buck, they call him Buck Henson. I don't know if it was Buck all the name he had or not, but I know him. And he must have tried to fight him. And they beat him up pretty bad.
Yeah.
And he died from him. He didn't get over it. But they didn't do nothing about that in law.
No.
Never done a thing about it.
No.
But he died from it. Didn't live so long after.
Well, they got after the colored folks and the white folks both.
They didn't get no. If you done anything, look out, they're going to raise you over again. If you're doing anything they didn't like, they'd get you. if you're living in a way at home, they didn't like to get you.
Oh.
That's what I guess they call it, that's going to raise you over. You wasn't half raised at the place.
Well, now, how far back is that, Coleman? I haven't heard a thing about that.
So you haven't? Oh, that is, geez, I couldn't.
That is back World War II?
But between world, long about that time, like about World War II, and between World War, after World War
One. Oh, I see.
Yeah, after World War One and long about World War II, long in them. But I know when all is gone, because I never did have no trouble with none of them.
Yeah.
Only trouble I've had any man falling out like that is that old Turner man. Yeah. Me and him had him, and all of them, I never did. I've been knowing him ever since I've been big enough to know him.
Yeah.
And nobody had no fall. Jackson, none of the rest of them, Turner's brother. But, of course, this old man, I guess he wouldn't have had it then, but he was drinking his whiskey. He was doing what his whiskey tells him to do.
Yeah, you just got him wrong time.
Wrong time, that's right.
Yeah. Maybe if you just let him run you off the next day.
No.
But you never can tell that.
But you know, I tell you, I tell you about that. Now, long as that time, I don't drink whiskey. Now, I used to drink a little whiskey myself. Well, that day when he was in his whiskey, I had to drink a whiskey too, you know.
Oh.
So that's just the way that thing went out that day. We all did our liquors that day.
Well, you see, everybody went to them syrup makings, you see.
It might have caused trouble, cause you know, selling his liquors, you know, he can't give it a call. What he doing?
Yeah.
Might do something what he don't have no idea doing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the way that was. He was in his liquors, and I was in mine. Christmas time, you know.
Yeah.
His fellow said, "Long you feel you said, well, Christmas don't come but once a year. Every man should have his share." And so we was getting our share. And so that's the way it was. But I didn't cuss him. But he cussed me.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I was getting ready to do that day. Though. I was getting ready to go and try him that day. He wanted to tussle a little bit. We could have had a little tussling around there.
Yeah. But you had your dandruff, didn't you?
Yes. Well, you know, I had something to make it come up.
Yeah.
I think I don't know what kind of liquor we was drinking. I don't know, moonshine or what.
Well, it was plentiful, you
didn't. Moonshine?
Wouldn't be hard to get.
No, that's all kind of, you know, one time he could get, you know, when he was trying to do it.
You didn't get in and never get in moonshine, old man Boyd.
Plenty of it. I wouldn't say a little bit, there's plenty of it.
Plenty of it.
And every time we wanted to go and get it, and that would be every week, latter part of every week.
Yeah.
And between times, if I wanted it, because he used to have it.
Where did he keep it?
I don't know where he kept it. He'd go in the house and get it.
Just go in the house and get it?
Yeah. I don't know where he gets it.
Well, you're no old man Rawlinson.
Who?
Rawlinson.
Yes, sir.
Well, I heard the fellow tell about that. Now, this was just after World War II.
Yeah, well, I used to go there and get it. Well, I used to get it anywhere where they sold it around here. When I got ready for it, you know.
And that was fine stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You take some of it, double run it. I tell you, the SARS, and I used to get it, you know, up here to making up. There was a man up there making up, and I live. He used to get it. He used to get back over there in the woods. I used to get it from him.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Frank Hines.
Frank Hines, yeah.
I used to spend it, and another one used to
get it. Now, he didn't make it. He just sold it. He made it too?
When he stayed back in the day, he must have made the sale. They took still a sale of his.
Oh, I see.
Because Tillman, Ben Tillman, this boy sit down here, his daddy, he was a little deputy at Rochelle. He had to tear it up. He said, he's telling me about it, how much cases of devil, what do you call that? Lie, devil, something or other.
Yes, mm-hmm. I can see it.
Yeah.
Red devil.
Yeah. It had so many cases that down to his field, you know, they put it in that book. You know, when people drink that stuff, they don't know what they're doing.
No.
Well,
no.
That's what they put in there, you know, to make the liquor turn out a lot of liquor, you know.
Yeah.
Also, you don't know what you're doing when you're drinking that stuff.
Coleman, is Miss Annie going to be waiting for you?
I guess so. I think you better be going, too.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
All these young people, they don't know what happened. They look at a fella and they think, well, he's a stuffy old fella. He'd always been stuffy.
Yeah.
Everything he ever done, you see, was stuffy. It ain't right to think.
Yeah, no, sir.
They need to know a little bit, don't they?
That's the truth. You can't ever tell, but I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes you meet up with a fella and he might be a man got money then, and you just look at him knowing like he wants a dime, do it.
No.
It'd be that way a lot of times.
That's the way it used to be.
I used to have a dollar all the time, most of the time. I never did run. As I said, I'm running into the worst. Most of my days right now, it's bad to get old to have it, but that's the way it was, you know. But I made a living all my whole life. I made a good living. I had plenty to eat and a little bit of money. Didn't have much money, but I had a plenty to eat all the time. I was telling some of them, I believe it's going to be a hard time coming in after this thing here is over with. You know, kind of like it was in Hoover's time, kind of panic like.
Yeah.
Wages are so high and everything is so high, and I believe when it do go down, it's going to be a kind of a bad time.
Oh.
That's the way I feel about it. I might be wrong, but I just feel that's what we're going to have with the fall of this year, tough time. In a minute,
yeah.
And the panic zone before, it didn't bother me so much. I had a plenty to eat.
Yes.
If you got a plenty to eat, you can make out with a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But if it comes now, I ain't got none.
Yeah.
Ain't got much to eat and no money. So that's the way to be. And so I don't know what will happen this time if it comes another.
Well, it'll hurt.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I know the way. Yeah.
Well, I tell you the ones that I feel sorry for, and
what?
That's the ones in these big cities.
Yeah.
Who are just living on just a little bit of money, you see.
Yes, sir.
And now it's getting worthless.
I tell you the truth, money don't go nowhere now.
No.
It sure don't. No, sir, it don't go nowhere now. If you got something to eat, kind of help yourself, why, that'll help out a little bit. You won't go so hungry, you have something to.
Yeah.
But money don't go for it. Buying things now, it don't buy very much.
Corn, what all did you do at when you was making syrup? You'd just have a good time, wouldn't you?
Yes, I never did. I used to get my little skimmings. I didn't want to bother making them, get somebody to make them up and drink them. I didn't sell it, didn't make them up for the, you know, make a living out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel get me some liquor to drink myself. I was drinking that at that time.
Yeah.
But
well, that skimming was the easiest thing to have.
Oh, yes. And you know, I tell you, if I had to drink much of this old stuff would buy, if I had to drink that, I guess I'd have been dead, because, see, it didn't have nothing in it, but you would come off the pill out of the syrup. That's all
right.
It had in it.
It tasted good and had
yes.
a little lift to it, didn't it?
Yes. Oh, it had the pep to it all right now.
Oh, did it really have a little pep?
Oh, man. Yeah, don't ask me. That's I don't know when me and this old man had it on there. He was drinking, I think, ordered liquor because his nephew had come and brought him some liquor from Ocala. He used to sell it, get it in Ocala then.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I had. No, I guess we used to order some from Jacksonville called a henna whiskey at that time, too. But I don't know what I was drinking that morning. It was on Christmas morning. I don't know what it was henna whiskey or moonshine.
You didn't care, did you?
I didn't, not much.
How long did it take the Skimmins to work?
Oh, it'll work in about a warm, if warm weather, it'd be about a week, 10 days.
Yeah. And that's as much as you needed.
Yeah, as much as I needed.
But that would pep you up right fast.
Yes, sir.
So you just, what do? Just keep it on hand? Just keep a little on hand? You bottle it?
Yes, sir. You could faint and you could get somebody to, if you didn't want to do it yourself, matter of fact, just run it, you know. And it just don't look like nothing like that. It's come out of just old stuff that you can't skim off that juice.
Yeah.
But you could make some of the best moonshine whiskey you want to drink.
I didn't know that.
Mm. You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Man,
it
was more healthy, and this whiskey what they order, I believe it was.
Yeah.
You could make some of the best. You know, some people, you know, when they had lots of it, you know, they would call it a run it double run it. They'd run it first time, then you'd take that and put it back in the pot into clear water, and it'd come out again. Then you got the real whiskey there.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. That's called that double run.
Yeah. Well, now, the way I was over at Miss Gertrude's, what's her name over there in that shallow community? She, and what I never, you see, I never got in on the syrup making.
No.
I missed that.
Yeah.
We made it, but it wasn't the same thing as what y'all do. And what they done was, somebody would bring a batch of cane over there, you see.
Yeah.
And the ones that brought it after supper was the ones that had the most fun.
Yeah.
And it'd keep them up half the night.
Yeah.
And that's all there was to it.
What?
Everybody could just raise their own little batch of cane and bring it over there, you know.
And just grind it
and have a good time.
That's right.
And you know, Miss Gertrude, she had a job and she just quit work.
Yeah.
Just to be there so she wouldn't miss anything.
That's right. Yeah, you could take that thing and you take a lot of people. You know, it don't care what happened, what turned up, you know, somebody going to try to make a living out of it, you know. Well,
yeah.
They'll try to make a living out of it. See, they manufacture that and sell it, you know. But I never did do that. What I got, I used to just keep it for myself.
Well, now,
I never tried to make a dollar.
When I was out there, all they done was just sit around and talk.
Yeah.
And you know, have a good time.
Sure.
They didn't have no eating.
No.
But I figured, ordinarily, you see, you all had so much food back there. There's food there all the time.
Oh, yes, we had plenty to eat. I tell you, we used to raise plenty to eat on the farm, what you'd raise on the farm, you know.
Yeah.
We had something to eat all the time. And one thing about it, we raised our own meat, because some people didn't do it. Some people didn't raise enough to last them. But I used to raise enough to last me. When the next hog killing time come, I still have some.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to keep it at home. Well, to keep it at home, you keep it so long, I had to get kind of ransom. Well, I stopped that and started keeping mine over here at Gainesville. ice patch. You know, they used to kill meat there that I sat down and I started getting them.
Oh.
And you could let it stay there the whole year around and just stay what's called red on it. You attack, what they charge the teeth.
Yeah. And that went way back.
Huh? No.
They started that way back.
Started that, but teaching meat?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And they I don't know how they've been, I guess they've been quit killing meat about 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Been about 10 years since quit.
Yeah.
Well, just before the year before they quit, go there, same year one, I had meat over there then, what I had over there, I went over there and got it.
Now, everybody didn't have a rig. Syrup kettling all like that.
No, sir.
Yeah, no.
Granted, other fellows, neighbors.
Yeah.
And pay rent, toll, what they call it, toll, you know. I didn't have one because I used to grind till my daddy got that. Now, this one, what I had in my house was.
That's your daddy's?
Daddy, yes. And I used to grind to other people. It would take a man, Sam Turner. Brother, he had one over there, and another colored man, Jackson, Bill Jackson. There's several people around there had them, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I just wasn't what I wanted to go to, you know, and got me to pay rent, you pay toll. I think it was about 9th gallon. Some of them wouldn't charge that, or some charge a 10th gallon, and
yeah.
I'm like, that's a
Well, who furnished the wood?
You furnished yourself.
You took your own wood.
Yeah, man with the cane furnished the wood. And he charged us that for just the rent of the using the furniture in the mill.
Yeah.
That'd be the rent on to pay for the mill and the furniture. You do your own work there.
And you do all your own work.
Own work, yes. That 9th and 10th gallon, that's what that'd be for.
Well, when did you have a good time when you were working somebody else's or when you were doing your own?
Well, I guess you don't have that very good time of drinking time until after you get through. Well, you get through and you put that cane skimmers in the barrel and hit work over.
Oh!
Then that's the time, the good time to start.
Oh, that's the end of the season.
Yeah. No, in the grinding season, yes. No, it wouldn't be in the grind. A few be grinding right on, but maybe into your grinding season.
I see.
Yeah, when you get through grinding and get through, then get all in the barrel and hit a. I say a boil up and the seed boils it like it got a fire under there.
Yeah.
When he settles back down and get clear again, he's ready for use.
Ready to have a
picnic.
Is that what you had?
Yes.
Picnic.
Well, it just says a picnic. You get enough of it, you think you're having a picnic.
Well, when you start, in the middle of the day or night? Or
most anytime feel like.
Anytime.
But you know, when I had work to do, I always learned myself that way. When I had work to do, I would never drink no. But if I had whiskey, had a gallon of whiskey at the house, I wouldn't bother it till evening after I knock off work. Then I'd drink some of it.
Yeah.
But drinking and work, if you get to drinking whiskey, if you had work out there, do it. Get drinking whiskey. Something else going on down, you go quit work or do something else.
Y'all didn't dance much, did you?
No, sir. Yes.
Wasn't in the place to dance.
Well, there's plenty of places where people want to dance. I never did dance much.
Well, I mean when you was, having a picnic, so to speak.
No, mostly drink liquor.
And eat?
Yes.
And eat?
Well, I won't eat. I guess that reading whiskey didn't hurt me. Every time I started drinking, my appetite won't eat.
Yeah.
And I would kiss someone's son. Now, you take that Turner boy, Curtis Turner, those who married him.
Yeah.
Now, he died. He killed himself on Saturday whiskey eating up. When he'd get a drink of whiskey, he'd get on a drunk. Some people do that now. And for about 2 and 3 weeks, and he wouldn't hardly eat nothing.
Yeah.
Drinking whiskey on the empty stomach, you can't live long at that.
Yeah, if that don't kill you, I don't know what will.
It'll kill you, too. It just shows. But if you keep plenty of food in your stomach, well, that whiskey won't take effect on you like that. And every time I go to drink it, I'd want, it look like it'd make me hungry. I'd want to eat, you know.
Coleman, you never had anything as expensive as that old broken down car, have you?
No, sir.
That cost you more than anything you ever had.
Most were expensive. And it's still, still the expenses thing. You know, it always be something you have to be doing, spending money on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, you take it right now, I'd be better off if I didn't have none.
Yeah.
But you need some way to get around a little bit, but I'd be better off because it's many dollars. Now, you take, where it end up the other day when I come to that inspection station, that's about $100 I put out on that truck, right at pretty close in a week or 10 days' time. Well, I'll tell you why, I got my license, you know, it costs $33.75.
Yeah.
That's the license.
That much?
Yes, sir. You know, it is more than more trucks than these on the car.
Yeah.
And I know that I had to have a muffin on there. I met down here at the dog filling station in McIntosh, and
yeah.
He put on a muffin, and what they done into that muffin thing, it cost me. Either $27, or I can't, some odd cents, but it is less than $28, but $27.
Gee whiz.
Man, I went up there to the inspection station, they went there. They inspected. And he marked three things. I had Boger had to tighten up on the side of the steering gear. Had to bring back through before I get that done. And the tail light with a hat on there, what Ricky put on out there. He said it would come on when the other light was on, but it put the headlight on that. It wouldn't come on when you match on the brake. It wouldn't come on there back then. So I had to have that done sometime. Then this other side, he said, them old trucks wasn't made for one taillight. And the man told me that I had to put on another taillight on the other side. And I come back, had a boy to drive. I come back from up there. My gas bill cost me $4 that day.
Yeah.
Come back to the Globe Park, fell upon. He said I didn't have to have it. He tightened up that bolt on that on the side of that steering gear. He tightened that up. You know, and they said I didn't have to have it. I went back there, and this man said that's why we never stopped until they got it inspected. And he told, I had to have, said the law come out now, they all got to have two tail lights, and they got to be working. And said, if I didn't have it done, he wasn't going to put the sticker on. And everything then had done passed, except that I had to come back to Grove Park, and had, boy, if you see it on the truck, you build that other tail light on there, and went back and got back there, the woman had to run into a man under the inspection station, and they couldn't get under there, and so he come out there and had to throw the match on the brake, and the lights showed up all right, and he put the stick on and he turned around, didn't go through under there, turned around, and the other people on there working on their car, they had to run out and had a wreck under there.
Good
the woman claimed her brakes failed, and she run into the man in front of her.
Right there in the
space. Yeah, right there in the space. When I go there and some mine will stop on there, they tell me to push it on out of the way. You got to get it out from under here. But there's one that I'm working on when we left.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And you still got to do something to it.
Trust now. It won't pull.
Well, how long has that been showing up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know when he started, but the first it got bad is I noticed the last one or two times I drove it, where it wouldn't, you know, I'd get a start off a good little while before it wouldn't pick up the speed.
Yeah.
But I come over here Sunday morning, I come over here to pack. A good thing I didn't. I didn't drive up here to the house. I drove around here on the corner and come across the peanut patch and walk across there.
Yeah.
And well, it didn't come up on the road at home. It come up on the highway. It didn't come up very good. Just like, and from here, I said I might have trouble. I'd go on through down over here and strike the highway and go all the way around.
Yeah.
And much as I could do to get it back to the house, I didn't give up.
Well,
yeah. I'll tell you what started getting real bad on it. I went to meet my daughter, making it over, and coming back after I got off the highway to go up to the house. Somebody, I don't know who it was, met a man there right at the corner there on the side. It was like kind of sand red light, and had to pull out the road. And I think that made it get worse right then with pulling out the road. And so it just was going to the bench so bad.
Well, now, for that amount of money, Coleman, you could buy Emma all over again and feed her for a couple of years.
Yeah. And then see it not too big yet. I don't know what it's going to cost now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to cost now. And I just feel like it's my time. If I didn't have that license tag, you know, I can't sell it. I can't do nothing with it.
No.
It's just bought.
Once you buy it.
That's right.
And if I didn't have that much into it, I wouldn't go no further with it.
Well, it's like they say about vegetables, you see. When you got a dry season, you see, and you got to irrigate or something like that, your tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it costs you money every time you do it. You're throwing good dollars after bad dollars.
That's what you're doing.
You heard that, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that is what I'm doing now. And you can't tell, it might be bad all the way through. It ain't nothing good about it now. No, sir. No, sir, it ain't nothing good about it.
Well, I guess we better be
gone. Well, we're going to start gardening pretty soon, next week. Can we start gardening in first September?
I guess so, but I tell you, look, I'm having it. I've been not best to out that garden, haven't I?
Are you not having much luck?
Not spending all that money, are you? I mean, y'all gonna give me something. Well, I reckon I'm gonna try to carry my tail along too. I'll let y'all do the rest of it.
John won right around 1700. The end of visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie, Faye's Not Here, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. Channel 1 right around 1700. The end of visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73. They've just finished hoeing out the sweet potatoes for the second time. Channel 1 right around 1700. The end of visit with Coleman with Rick and Debbie, this Friday, the 24th of August, 73.